Our scripture reading, or our lection for tonight, which will serve as the basis for our sermon, is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, beginning with verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. If you had known my mom, she was a rather humble, quiet woman. Very nice, very pleasant to be around, very unassuming. She was a stay-at-home mom, piano teacher, sometimes had as many as 40 piano students, and she was the secretary of the Women's Society at our church. But you wouldn't have guessed it that my mom had a secret passion for warfare. She loved to know about war and to study war, and in fact was even part of a very secret army. And in the evening, when she would put us kids to bed, she would often sit at the bed with us and read war stories to us, read about some great champions of war. And she would talk to us about how important the war and the battles were that had been fought. And hidden away on the shelves around our house were different books of military plans, war plans. And she had them stashed in different places, different shelves. And even in the piano bench in a special cabinet that she had in the living room, there were just shelves and shelves of war plans and military songs that soldiers would sing together. And she would sit frequently and discuss with us, even at the dinner table, war plans and how dangerous the enemy was, how difficult it often was to have to go up and fight against the enemy. She had studied this enemy very well and knew very much about how this enemy would try to attack and some of the different tactics and the different weapons in this enemy's arsenal. And she would give us children some tremendous guidance on how to wage this war. And one day a week, she and other soldiers like her would get together in this big room, and they would sit very quietly at attention, kind of like you're doing right now, and they would listen to some of the other soldiers that would give them better instructions and understanding of how to use the weapons that they'd been given and how to wage war. And they would bring their kids to this as well. Little children would come and gather together, and we'd often go off into separate little rooms where we could learn more particularly how to watch out for the enemies that would be around us. And through the years, I discovered that my mom had actually tucked away a lot of money and dedicated it toward having me get better educated in how to go to battle and how to fight in this war and how to be trained by some of the higher ranking officers in this military, the secret military that she was in. And we would learn stories about the great soldiers that had fought before us. And in particular, we would learn about this one tremendous, tremendous warrior, the ultimate champion warrior. No one yet had been able to come up with a weapon that would be able to kill him. And he was now the top general over this military and was the one that would give commands to the entire military. He's painted for you on the wall behind me. And there was nothing more important in my mom's life than teaching us to know this general and teaching us to know how to wage war in his honor and his name. One day my mom finally died. She actually fell over in one of these assemblies at an organ bench. She actually slumped over right on the organ. And paramedics came and took her away, and we had a funeral for her. There were some fellow secret soldiers that gathered around her at that funeral, and they got together and sang some of their great military battle songs. They talked to us children about what a tremendous warrior our mother had been in the secret army. And then we took her out to some ground where there was a hole in the ground, and we lowered her body down into a trench. And what's interesting is on the other side of that trench was this tremendous ultimate warrior, the one who no weapon could ever kill. And he grabbed her body from that side and pulled it through the trench to another side into a beautiful, amazing city. And there were special victory parades in that city. And there was a supreme military hall where all the great soldiers who fought in this battle would come to celebrate with their fellow warriors who likewise had been pulled through the trenches of the ground around them. And someday I hope to also make that same trip and to join singing with them those great songs of victory. Amen.